go. Let's move on to our show. And I really love the fact that you were on the board of advisors for the Martha Stewart Whole Living Body and Soul magazine.
Yes, that's been an interesting experience. They did several, with one big major article, a six-page article on Qigong of how to nurture your heart and spirit through a Qigong workout. And they had Qigong right on the cover of the magazine. So that was a wonderful beginning. And then I've helped them to write numerous articles on Qigong and how Qigong can help with health and healing of the body. So I've been on their board of advisors, but currently that has stopped. But I've been doing that for many years. It's been a great experience.
That's wonderful, and especially something like that where it's more popular. It's more like a household name. So the fact that there's articles like that in there to get the word out about this amazing. I don't know, is it a science? Like, what would you call the Oriental medicine, or what term would you use for the Tai Chi Qigong?
They generally fall under the heading of energy medicine.
Okay.
Because they are working with the energy body of
mm-hmm.
the body, the non-physical part of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like Chinese herbs, you're actually ingesting chemical constituents which are more physically oriented. However, at the same time, the Chinese herbs have an energy that comes with them. And it's the same thing with acupuncture. Very fine, thin stainless steel needles are inserted into the physical body. But when these needles are inserted, they're going into a tapping, a resource of chi or vital energy that flows through energy pathways in our body. And by accessing this energy within the meridian pathways and within actually tapping into the entire energy body system, the entire energy body anatomy and physiology, this balancing of the energy, which makes it an energy medicine, leads to, results in physical changes in the body as well, but also emotional and psychological. You know, it affects the entire body. That's one of the things that makes it so unique, is how it works not just with the physical, not just with the energetic, but mm-hmm. the emotional.
Wow, so. That's incredible. And I guess that will lead us into our first question, is what is it about Oriental medicine that sets it apart from other approaches to health and healing?
It's ancient. It's almost 4,000
mm-hmm.
years old. It's been around a very, very long time, and it's very hard to scientifically prove what's going on with Oriental medicine and why the techniques of Oriental medicine work. They're working very hard to prove it. But the thing that makes it different is that it really works, and it's
mm-hmm.
time-proven. And it doesn't work for everything, but it is a very, very effective way of creating balance of energy in the body. And it is a complete system. This makes it very different because there's feng shui, which is working with the environment's energy. There is Chinese herbology, which is giving people roots and barks and seeds and flowers in combination in traditional herbal formulations that help to balance the body, whether it's moving the blood or getting rid of damp heat in the body or tonifying the vital energy, strengthening the immune system, balancing the gynecological system. However, these Chinese herbs work. And then there's acupuncture, which is you need to receive from someone else. And then there's acupressure, which you can receive from a practitioner, but you can also do for yourself. And Qigong and Tai Chi, which are exercises you can do, which are very similar to what happens when you receive acupuncture. So it's such a total system, and it works by maximizing the innate healing capability within each person, and and that also sets it apart. It's not covering up symptoms, but it's healing the body from inside out.
And that's exactly what you want. You don't want to put a Band-Aid on it. You want to get to the root cause and fix it, right, as natural as possible.
Otherwise, the symptoms, either they come back in the same form or they move to another place in the body, and you don't really eradicate the problem. You may just move it or temporarily get rid of it, but it's really working at the root cause. In Chinese medicine, we work with the root and the branch, so we treat at the very bottom what's causing the problem. We do a differential diagnosis, and we take a lot of symptoms and signs and put together into a pattern, and then we have a treatment principle that we use to with all these different modalities that we apply. So that's working with the root. But then we also treat if someone has a shoulder pain. We may also add a needle for that shoulder pain. So we usually treat both root and branch, and we find that that is an excellent way to get lasting healing results and help people to feel energized and release their stress and get rid of their pain and strengthen their immunity and balance their hormones. And it just has so many wonderful, wonderful benefits.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that everything's energy, and our body's all made up of energy. And I think a lot of people don't think about it like that because you can't see it, right?
Exactly. So, you can't see it, exactly, but you can feel it. So you can feel energy. And if you know anyone that has suffered from chronic fatigue syndrome, and they're bedridden because they don't have energy, well, when they get an acupuncture treatment or they start practicing Qigong and they have energy again, that proves it to them. That's the living proof. They can get out of bed, go to school, go to work, whatever it is they need to do, because they have energy again. It can't be quantitatively measured, but you can feel it.
I love that. I'm so passionate about just even hearing you say that. It just makes me so happy, because I don't want people out there being sick and thinking that that's just the way it is and there's nothing that can be done about it. When this is so, not only is it so good for you, but if you were to go to an acupuncturist or do the Tai Chi or Qigong, it's good for your general well-being, not only curing or healing whatever's ailing you, but it's good for everything. There's nothing bad that can come out of it.
But, you know, the thing is people many times ask me, well, can it help me even though I don't believe in it or I don't understand it? And absolutely, you can definitely, you will get results. It works anyway. In fact, when I work with people that don't believe it, they tell me that first time I sit with them, they say, I'm going to be the most difficult patient because I don't believe in this stuff. And I'm just like, well, what are you doing here? And they say, well, I am in so much pain, and I am so, this is my last resort. And if you can't help me, nothing will. And so many times they end up being acupuncture and Qigong or Tai Chi or whatever, Chinese herbology, whatever they did that helped them, they become its greatest advocate. And it completely surprises them. But they want to feel better. They just get so discouraged and they get so upset because they oftentimes go from practitioner to practitioner and everyone says, oh, I'm going to help you. And then they don't get better, so they get very discouraged. And I'm very, very careful not to do that when people come to see me, because because that in itself is not a good thing to set people up to. I mean, I want people to have hope, but I want it to happen organically and gently and naturally, and just kind of have their energy build up. But they need to give it time, especially when you've had a very chronic condition. You need to practice your Qigong for a while. You need to maybe get a, you know, one or two series of acupuncture treatments. One series can be 8 to 12, 15 treatments. But with acupuncture, we treat 1 month for every year that a person has had a problem. So a patient may need to invest, a student may need to invest time in the practice. And sometimes the first step is to release their anger. You know, so many times they're so angry because they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just realizing that their energy can flow and they start not complaining so much, or, you know, one symptom will get better and it'll give them hope. It's just, it's a tough place to be.
Mm-hmm. That must feel so good for you that you're helping so many people by doing this. That's incredible.
It is. It's incredible. I mean, I always say I've been teaching and studying Tai Chi and Qigong for almost 40 years and acupuncture going towards the 30-year mark and energy body medicine for 12 years now. But every single person I work with, I am completely amazed every time the transformation happens. Never surprised, because it happens so often. Now, granted, it doesn't always happen. I don't want to make it sound like this is 100% panacea for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's timing, whether you're ready. Some people don't want to let go of their symptoms. I mean, it sounds hard to believe, but some people are very invested in how they feel, and they don't want to let go of it. So a lot of it's timing. Sometimes doing psychotherapy at the same time is very helpful when this kind of thing is happening, or physical therapy, or, you know, other modalities that work together. But it's something that, as I said, I'm never, ever surprised when it happens, because I believe in it. When I first started doing these therapies, I was like, oh, really? Someone's going to stop smoking just like this? Or someone's just going to get pregnant because I'm doing these needles or giving them herbs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the more I do it, and the over and over, and just giving people the right prescription of acupuncture needles, or the right choice of Chinese herbs or Qigong or Tai Chi movements, and watching the transformation happen, I so believe in it, even though it can't be proven. I mean, they have seen that the MRIs of the brain actually change pre and post acupuncture. They find that elderly people that do Tai Chi have less incidence of falls. Yes, there are more and more scientific studies that are working towards getting closer to understanding why it works, but essentially it works because it works, and it hasn't been explained yet why it works. And the ancient principle is that it works by opening up the flow of vital energy, which is qi, opens up the energy and restores health to the body, moves blood, moves energy, breaks blockages that are causing pain and stagnation in the body, opens that flow up and restores health to the entire body, entire system. So it's wonderful.
It is wonderful. So how does someone know which route to take if they're coming to see you? Like, how do you know if it's acupuncture or the herbs? So do you help guide them in that direction? Or?
I do. And the, they come in, a lot of people aren't sure, so they just come in for an initial consultation, and they sit with me for about an hour, and I ask them, well, they fill out an extensive medical history, and I sit down with them and go over their history, and I do an energetic biography with them where I go through and see what kinds of things have happened to them in their life. And then oftentimes, through talking to them, it just develops what's best for them, or I direct them. So some people just do acupuncture at first, and then maybe they'll want to start Tai Chi lessons once a week in a group or privately. And then in time, I usually like to get to know people and feel their pulse and look at their different symptoms and signs and how they change through time before I recommend a Chinese herbal formula for them. But, you know, some people do everything and some people just do one. A lot of people want to start off and just see what one modality will do for them before adding something else. And right. We also do therapeutic massage at my Red Bank Acupuncture and Wellness Center in New Jersey. And acupuncture and therapeutic massage work beautifully together. And there's something called Twinal, which I didn't mention, in addition to acupressure, which is an ancient Chinese body work modality. And so massage and also works fantastic with these other ancient traditions.
Wow. So how long does this last? So if someone comes in and they get a treatment from you, or how long would that last? Is it forever, or do they have to keep coming back?
Every single person is completely different. When they come the first time, I usually set up a treatment plan. So for some people, I have them coming in three times a week for 4 weeks, and then reevaluate, and then go to twice a week, and then once a week. Some people start once a week. Some people once a month, every 2 weeks. It's really dependent on their problem, how old they are, how long they've had a problem. Children heal very, very quickly compared to older adults, but again, that can be different too, depending upon a person's system of energy. And I just wanted to quickly say, some people just come once. They come in with a back problem, and I treat them once, and then I never really see them again unless they have another problem. So not everybody needs to do a series of treatments, but most people do. And it's good to come at the change of seasons four times a year and get a tune-up of your energy to maintain health. So a lot of people do these treatments as health maintenance. They don't even have any symptoms to complain of.
Oh, I wish I lived close to you to come see you. That sounds wonderful.
Me too. You.
I'll have to.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that would be wonderful.
So you work on children. What types of work would you do on children?
Well, sometimes they have chronic ear infections, chronic respiratory illness, failure to thrive. They have gastritis, or they have stomach aches or headaches. They have behavioral problems, ADHD. I've worked with children from a very young age and work with them through even to they're going to college now. So I work with entire families, moms, dads, and all the children. And children heal, like I said, very quickly. I can't leave the needles in until after the age of 8. So they just come in, and I put the needles in and take them out. And children love Qigong as well and Tai Chi. You have to develop a class specific for them and their needs and how their energy moves and flows. But any age, any ability is very good for Qigong. People that have disabilities can do Qigong. Qigong can be done from a seated position, or it can be done laying down. Many of them are standing, but it can be adapted for people and their abilities, and movements can be done smaller rather than larger, and and the workout can be created specifically for someone's special needs. So that's another wonderful thing about Qigong.
That's incredible. What kind of results have you seen with your patients in your years of practice as an acupuncturist? I just wanted to let my listeners know, before the show, I've never seen an acupuncturist. I've never really thought about it. And now I want to find someone in the area tomorrow. So sorry to cut you off.
That's great, but I just want to say that acupuncture is very, very comfortable to receive. In fact, people look forward to their treatments.
What
every time you're coming. Especially, some people won't do it because it has to do with needles. The needles mm-hmm. are individually sterilized and packaged. So when you're laying there and you're getting ready to get a treatment, you'll hear me opening up each needle package individually. So they're pre-sterilized, and each needle is thrown away every time they're used. I use alcohol. I wipe down the area that I'm going to treat with alcohol, and everything is clean needle technique. We're highly trained, and we're licensed under acupuncture boards nationally, and a lot of states have their own boards, which New Jersey does. And so it's a very safe procedure, and the needles, most of us are using needles that are coming out of Japan now, which are in a tube, and so the tube, plastic tube, touches your skin, and then we touch real quick, we tap the needle through the tube into your body, and so it happens so quickly, it goes past the nerves, so you can't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oftentimes we stimulate the needle a little bit to get what we call arrival of qi, which is in Chinese called da qi, which stimulates the qi flow in the body. But that just feels like a little heaviness, a little stimulation. If someone has very severe chronic fatigue syndrome, which I mentioned before, I may do heavy stimulation, but they don't mind because they'll go through any kind of feeling just to feel better. Even though I stimulate them, and in those cases they'll really feel the needles, they don't mind because they feel so much better from it. But generally speaking, my clients don't even feel the needles, and they're always really, really surprised because they grew up getting shots and having needles in a way that it hurt because it's a hollow tube when you get a shot or you get blood taken. They're putting something into your body or pulling something out, but these are very solid filiform needles that are so thin you can hardly see them, and they go in so quickly that it's really, really comfortable to have an acupuncture treatment. And you had asked some of the results. I have a lot of fertility patients. In the last 2 weeks, I have 6 women pregnant. It's so incredible.
It is.
One is having twins, and they've all been trying for a long time, and it's so rewarding to help women to connect and center and feel so good within themselves and create life first within themselves. That's how I work with people, according to not just the Chinese medicine, but the energy body medicine that I have learned, is that they blossom within themselves, and that really helps them to create and to commit to creating life of another being.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really profound to see that happen for a woman that has had multiple miscarriages or never been pregnant in their life. Mm-hmm. So that's really, really exciting. And also helping people that have had chronic pain, that have mm-hmm. very bad conditions with their back, even you know, they've had surgeries and they've been living in chronic pain. Somehow this acupuncture works with, they think, releasing endorphins or opioids, pain, their hormones that are like painkillers in the body. Maybe that's how it's doing it. Maybe research will definitely say that. But whatever it is, I mean, people in chronic pain for years feel better.
Yeah.
Just by having the treatment. So I help a lot of people with chronic pain, back pain, migraines, respiratory illnesses such as asthma, chronic bronchitis, many different gynecological problems other than fertility, and just helping people have a stronger immunity, people that get repeated illnesses, and the acupuncture peaks their immune system, strengthens, tonifies their qi, so they can ward off what we call, in Chinese medicine, we call them pestilential influences that invade the body. It strengthens qigong and tai chi and acupuncture and Chinese herbology and Chinese massage. It strengthens the wei qi of the body, which is the defensive qi.
What you had mentioned earlier about hormones, so do you do a lot of work with clients that are menopausal or have...
I do.
Yeah.
I do a lot of work with hot, you know, helping people with hot flashes, insomnia, mm-hmm. depression, dryness, lack of sexual drive, due to going into the menopausal years. And my book, Qigong for Staying Young, A 20-Minute Workout to Cultivate the Vital Energy, has specifically been written for menopausal women and premenopausal women, perimenopausal women. So it's excellent because, as I said before, it's energy medicine, and one of the parts of the physical body that's as the most closely aligned to the physical body and connected to the energy system are our hormones. So because of that, energy medicine has a very huge effect on the hormones of the body.
Wow.
It's also really good for strengthening something called gu qi, which is the ability to process foods and turn food into energy in the body. And so these modalities really help the digestion, the transformation and transformation of food in the body, which according to Chinese medicine comes from the spleen energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so through tonifying and strengthening the spleen yang of the body, one's digestive fire can work better to break down these foods and get them distributed in the body. And the spleen energy is considered the source of life. So without this gu qi, this qi from food, our life source is hampered, mm-hmm. diminished. So through these techniques and these modalities, we are better able to absorb and move our food through our body, which helps our energy, which helps our blood, helps how we feel every day.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. What about, I know that you had mentioned smoking as well. So that's through the acupuncture that people can put...
Yes, and thinking about the digestive, it also helps with weight management. But I bring that up together with the smoking because both treatments are generally done. We use points on the body, but we also treat the ear. We do ear acupuncture, ear acupressure, and we tonify and strengthen willpower, which is so important. And we also use it for drugs and for alcohol addiction because it strengthens the body willpower and it increases the metabolism which is more for the weight management. But it's also helpful for the smoking because people get nervous to stop smoking that they're going to gain weight.
Yes.
So it's connected there. For the stop smoking, we do the lung point, which strengthens the energy of the lungs. The emotion of the lungs is grief. A lot of people are smoking because they have unresolved grief. Something happened in their life and they turn to the cigarettes in the beginning. And when they stop smoking, this grief comes out. Many people that have stopped smoking will start again if they have a loss in their life or something like that.
Exactly.
Because of this.
Or they quit smoking and then they start feeling depressed.
And
they think they're depressed because they're not smoking anymore. Yeah,
and the grief comes out. So I always warn people when they stop smoking. And, you know, I've had people, you know, just have a tremendous, just last week I helped someone stop smoking and they had an unbelievable release of emotions right there where they had no idea, they're just this incredible feeling an emotional release happened, and they felt so much better afterwards, and that was because of the lung energy being stimulated. And we also do a sympathetic point to balance the hormones and internal secretion point for balancing the hormones and a sympathetic point to calm and balance the nervous system. And then we do a point called Shenmen, which calms the heart and spirit. And we do a liver point to detoxify the liver, to cleanse and get rid of the nicotine or the excess toxins in the body. And so doing all of these ear points are very effective for helping people with addictive behavior.
Wow. So because obviously not everybody lives in New Jersey, so if I wanted to go to an acupuncturist, you all have this knowledge and you all have the same education so that I can, if I was a smoker and I wanted to quit smoking, I could go and get that kind of treatment locally. Is that correct?
Yes, you could check out in your local health food store or ask your physician or ask a chiropractor or a massage therapist if they have a recommendation, someone in the field. Or you could log on to nccaom.org, which is the national certification body for acupuncturists and oriental medicine practitioners, and you can put in your state and zip code, and it'll come up with recommendations for you. And the same thing for Qigong and Tai Chi teachers. You can log on to nqa.org, which is the National Qigong Association, and you can find people in your area. You can also learn Qigong from a book and or a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, it's too hard to learn Tai Chi in that way. You really need a one-on-one teacher to learn Tai Chi that way. But and it also depends on the book and the DVD, how, not everybody's a great teacher. We know that when we go through school, right? You could count on one hand how many great teachers you've had gone through school, right? So not every Qigong or Tai Chi teacher is equal in their ability to share the information. So you may get one book or DVD and it may not be the greatest for you, but try another because they're pretty simple exercises to do and you can learn them in that way. And I have a DVD that goes along with my book, and so a lot of people all over the US and also the world are doing it just through my book and DVD.
I'm so getting your book and your DVD. For sure.
That's great. That's great.
Can you explain, because the reason why I laughed when you said you can't learn Tai Chi through a DVD is because I was telling you before the show that because I'm a spiritualist and I was advised to, I can't remember at what point, this was quite a few years ago, and they had recommended, you know, you should really do Tai Chi. It would be really good for you because I suffer from insomnia. I'm kind of an overthinker. So I got a Tai Chi video, and I gave up pretty quick because it seemed complicated, and I was more frustrated with it than you know, relax. So can you explain to me, because I don't know the difference between Tai Chi and Qigong.
Well, Tai Chi is going to take a lot longer to learn.
Okay.
Like, if one of my students comes once a week for a year and they're really good at learning movement, they will probably finish the set, my Tai Chi set that I teach, in a year.
Wow.
On the other hand, if that same person that's pretty good at learning movements wants to do Qigong, they can learn it in 8 weeks.
What is Qigong?
Qigong is, well, Qi, as I mentioned before, is vital energy, and Gong is work or cultivation. So it's cultivation of energy, and it's done through these very gentle movements that are usually coordinated with the breath, with visualization, and they're usually individual exercises that have been created for medical purposes. So in my workout, I have one set that balances the endocrine glands.
Mm-hmm.
And you go through these movements and you think about the different endocrine glands, and you send energy to them and give them love and appreciation. And then I have another set which is bone marrow washing, where you use fire and you use water to nourish and purify your bones, to make your bones strong. And then another part of the workout is to tonify your and play with your qi, to cultivate your qi. Even though qigong generally is to cultivate qi, this particular set is specifically designed to play and cultivate your qi. And the warm-up exercises are to increase flexibility and to start energy moving in your lower dantian, which is a place 2 inches below your belly button, which is where you concentrate on this point to open up your physical energy. And so qigong has basically, the thing that makes it different from Tai Chi is that originally it was created for medical purposes. And there's 5 healing sounds is one of my sets in my workout, which is working with cleansing and opening up the flow of energy in each of your vital organs, and you use sounds to do that. And then another set is to nurture and calm the heart and spirit. And so that's how Qigong works too. There's a purpose, a medical purpose in each movement. And like certain movements where you're moving your arm, you're opening up the flow of energy in your lung meridian and your large intestine meridian. If you're doing movements with your torso, you're probably stimulating your liver and gallbladder. If you're doing movements with your lower back, you're stimulating your kidney energy. So it's all related to Chinese medicine in that way. That's why my book is not just a book that teaches you how to do movements, but I teach the reader what each movement is doing according to Chinese medicine, so they really understand, oh, I'm stimulating my kidney qi right now, which is nourishing my lower back, which means my low back pain and my hip pain may go away, or I may get an increase in sexual energy because my kidney yang energy is strengthened. And then, so it's all connected to Chinese medicine. And then Tai Chi originally was created as a martial art, even though there are schools that teach the martial applications today in the U.S. Most schools of Tai Chi are teaching people to do the Tai Chi as a form of health and healing and relaxation and for stress and immunity and also for health, but originally Tai Chi was designed as a martial art. That's why when you do Tai Chi, there's punches, there's blocks, there's parries, you know, there are kicks. There are many different movements that are very martial, which you don't find in Qigong movements.
Okay. That's really interesting. What is it about Qigong and Tai Chi that your students love?
That what? I'm sorry?
That your students love.
They love the sense of peace.
Mm-hmm.
They love feeling centered, feeling that they, through the movements, begin to take control of themselves and their lives in a way that they're able to protect themselves better and to not be giving up all their energy to other people all the time. They have less pain. They feel more, they feel more energy, and they feel younger. They really feel like no matter what happens as they age, that they will stay balanced and healthy. And they love the camaraderie, like in the group class, and they come together and they do these gorgeous, graceful, energizing movements together.
Mm-hmm.
And they, when in the group, you really get a sense of connection within yourself individually, and at the same time, you feel other people doing that same connection within themselves. So it's very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
By just feeling that. Yeah.
I also love that when you're talking about the Qigong aspect of it, it seems a very spiritual form of exercise as well, which I'm very passionate about because, you know, I'm such a spiritual person. And I just loved it when you were talking about that.
Yeah, it's a connection with oneself, and I frame it more in a way that it is a connection that your physical body has with your energy system, whereas there are people who are very disconnected with themselves and they're all over the place. And in Chinese medicine, we call it scattered qi,
mm-hmm.
where you talk to them, but you know that they're completely somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And through the practice of Oriental medicine techniques, whichever one you do, but especially when you do these very gentle, healing, ancient movements of Tai Chi and Qigong, and you can also get it from yoga, which is
I was going to ask you about yoga.
You know, it's very similar the way it works, but it's really working with the energy. And it's a connection that you feel between your energy system and your physical body. So you get very centered. You feel very connected to yourself. And it's also done to help you not only connect with yourself and your own personal nature and who you are and why you're here on earth and what it is you need to do and what do you stand for and how much truth within yourself are you going to stand up for in your life and how you're going to share that with other people to not harm or hurt anyone else. But it's also a connection. When you get that balance and you get that centered and you get that respectful within yourself, then you're able to interact so much easier with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And everything seems to flow better in your life, within yourself and then with other people. And a big part of creating this feeling within yourself is also through connecting with nature.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting with the earth, connecting with the heavens, connecting with all aspects of nature, because in Qigong, we use the energy from nature heaven, man, woman, and earth, where we bring that energy into our bodies and we make medicine, we make energy medicine within our bodies with this energy from nature. So it connects us in so many ways. And that's why it feels so good. And that's how I frame what you're talking about when you speak about spirituality, mm-hmm. which for many people, it's separate from religion. A lot of people get confused or like, what do you mean by spirituality? You know, I see spirituality as separate from religion.
I do too. Yeah.
You know, you can have your religion, you can go to your church, your temple, your synagogue, or whatever, and then you can also find these other ways that are not against religion. It's just a way to enhance your life, to be more present in the moment, mm-hmm. to be more honoring of other people's feelings, to believe in yourself and really honor and take care of yourself. I mean, that sounds so, it's such a hard thing to do, mm-hmm. because so many people have such a hard time accepting themselves. So it's a wonderful way to get in touch with that part of yourself, like where you feel like something's missing,
mm-hmm.
and it helps people to fill that gap within themselves where they feel a little antsy or they feel a little unhappy or they just feel like something's not right within them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to help them to feel more whole. We all deserve that.
You're talking about Qigong and Tai Chi, or you're talking
and
about...
And acupuncture. And Chinese.
Okay.
Yeah, all, as
all
I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah, all of it. That's the beauty of the Oriental medicine. It's like this whole system for creating wholeness within each person.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are many ways to get there. And the Chinese culture and how they created all these textbooks and all these treatments somehow has created this entire paradigm, healing paradigm, that people can turn to, not instead of Western medicine, but in addition to Western medicine. It's another approach of creating healing naturally within the body by accessing one's own healing ability. And these modalities provide a little spark, a little boost, a little energy to get you to be able to reconnect with yourself and do it for yourself. And then you go for the Western medical doctor to have your checkups and get your blood checked and make sure your physical body and everything is going well with your physical body. And then you can go to a psychotherapist, works more from a Western model and Western approach to the mind and how to keep your mind healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is energy medicine. This is balancing the energetics of your body. So all of these things help.
How did you start? Like, how did you become so passionate about this and know that this is the route you wanted to take as a career?
I started off coming out of college with a degree in sociology, and I worked as a social worker in nursing homes for 3 years. And I was very unhappy working a 9-to-5 job, and it just wasn't fulfilling to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself that I am not going to stop until I find something that I love in my life and that I want to spend the rest of my life doing, that will really, really feed me. And I met this man who had done Tai Chi, and he sat there for 3 hours almost proselytizing me about Tai Chi and telling me, just like I'm sitting here with you, telling me all these things that it can do for me. And honestly, I was like a lost soul at that time in my life. I had given up my profession that I thought I wanted to do. I wanted to be a gerontologist, and I didn't really know what I was going to do. And here, right there in Golden Gate Park, right outside of my house, was a school of Tai Chi right there in the park.
Yeah.
So I just walked to the park, and I said, I want to study. And that's how it all happened. And then 7 years later, I got into starting to study acupuncture because I always wanted to be some type of physician or surgeon. And so how interesting. And then that's when I went back for my master's degree in sports medicine. And then I went to acupuncture school. Then I did 6 years of training in Chinese herbology and then opened my practices. And then for 12 years been studying with this amazing energy body medicine teacher. She's a pioneer from Hamburg, Germany. She comes to New York City every 3 months. I'm in the first graduating class in the U.S. with her, and she has taught me energy body medicine, which I'll forever be studying. And she has this incredible curriculum of energy medicine that I apply to all of my oriental medicine techniques. It's just mind-boggling.
And that just shows you, too, that you've been doing this for as many years as you have, and you're still learning.
Yeah, I'm 61, and I am still learning, and I want, there's so much to know, and that's a really great thing about Oriental medicine and energy medicine. It's just, I mean, after 12 years with Christine Schenk, I feel like I'm scratching the surface. After almost 40 years in Tai Chi and Qigong, I feel the same way, and about acupuncture and Chinese herbs. And I didn't mention, I left out Chinese food therapy. Because we choose, just like we choose herbs for people, we choose foods based on the energy of the foods and based on the constitution of the client or the student.
I'm just learning about Ayurveda, which is based on the constitution of the person and, you know, the sweet, spicy, whatever, bitter. Yeah, that's really interesting. Is that kind of like along the same kind of line?
Yeah, well, the Ayurvedic medicine is actually the oldest medicine, and they actually had marmapuncture, which is very similar to acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what happened in China, I think, came from India. And Indian medicine, which is Ayurvedic medicine, also has a complete system of Ayurvedic herbs, just like Chinese herbology. Chinese herbology is one of the most advanced, so well developed with all the Chinese herb formulations for all different conditions. It's just amazing. But Ayurvedic medicine has the same thing, and then they have all their massage and all their oil treatments.
Oil
and
massage.
The oil where they drip the oil on the head.
Yeah.
And if you can ever go to an Ayurvedic treatment center and have Panchakarma, it's just amazing. And they'll diagnose you whether you're Pitta Kapha or, Pitta is fire, Kapha is mucus, or Vata, which is air. You're Vata. And they also do pulse diagnosis and tongue diagnosis, just like we do in Chinese medicine. So it's very similar, but it really is the oldest medicine. It's an amazing system of healing that's available to people. But some people find it hard to do the dietary recommendations based on the constitution that they tell you.
I'm finding it a little difficult, yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. You really need, and when you offer these medicines in the United States, we're Americans. We need to have things that are easy to do. So like with the Chinese herb formulations, I used to have people cook teas and smell their house with the smell of the herbs and, you know, go through the whole thing. But people are so busy today. I have found liquid extracts where they take They'll
yeah.
take like 9 pounds of herbs and boil it down to a very, very strong concentrated liquid, and then they mix it in one bottle, and I order like 1 month's supply for people, and they take 1 teaspoon twice a day, you know, no mess of cooking and everything. I mean, they don't get to see... They don't get to see how cool the Chinese herbs look, because when you get a
yeah.
bag of them, they're just so interesting to see. But guess what? They take them, and it helps
yeah.
them. So,
Shoshana,
you know,
we only have 1 minute left. That's it.
Oh.
I know. Can you, before we go, I'm so sorry to cut you off, but I really want to make sure that everyone knows where to reach you and to find you.
Sure. My website is www.healingforyou.com. That's healing, the number 4, the letter U.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on my show. And I'm so sorry I had to cut you off, because I could listen to you talk for hours. So
it
thank
was
you
a
so
great,
much for being here.
Great to be here, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.